Well, they cut this county off from Greene County. They named it Clayton County.
Clayton. Oh,
after Powell Clayton. But it ain't really named after him. Mm-hmm. But it bore his name, and the prejudice just runs so high that they again it that they had to change
they
it.
They had to change it.
And they named it Clay.
That's how come it.
And this house was sitting right there, you know, when the picture was all taking place, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about
that. Well, that's wonderful that you have that picture.
I've got to get you a glass on
that
different glass.
That was at Greene County at that time. How far from here was it that that house stood?
From here?
Where we
it's
are.
About 3.5 miles, right west of this town.
Just right west?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just never become a town till about 1890, so right back when it began to come in as a town in 90. And the county seat come here in 91,
In
91. Well, that house there was, at that time when the Civil War came up, they called for volunteers. And they's pretty thinly settled here in this part of the country. And that time, but everything that is anything like a young man went down there for service. And when the first company that was raised, he told them to count off. And they counted off, just like I did there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2. And when he got through, he had 112 men. And the company, he said, I can only take 100. And he said, now it's just as patriotic for 12 of you to step out as it was to volunteer to serve. He Granddaddy and this old man Haywood with a cousin to him, Uncle Burl Hollis, they stepped out. And they weren't a dozen stepped out though. And one man stepped out, and he jumped right back in. He said, "I'll die before I go out." Well, White had to count off enough men. He had to get
shut.
He just had to tell him to get out. Yeah. But in that company that went away from here, he carried a brother to Granddaddy and two cousins away from here with it. Well, then about a month later, they called for volunteers again to come down. Well, Granddaddy and the old man Haywood and Uncle Burl Hollis and just a whole gang that's in this part of the country that I can name them. She had two great uncles that was in the company with them, and they made up a second company that went in the Civil War from here. Well, they just left the old men and the boys. They weren't old enough, and Granddaddy had a brother went with him that was just 16-year-old. They tried to keep him out and stay, and he had a widow mother. And he said, "I won't go back home. I'm going with him," and did go with him. Served all the time through it, and I don't know how the women. Now, grandmother had. She lived on this same place, but the house she lived in is. This house is up on the ridge, and the house she lived in is down on the creek when they built it right on the bank of the creek, and that is where they got their water from most of the time.
Oh, they just go ahead.
And she had a brother that went with Granddaddy in the company that had a little boy. His wife had died. He was about a year old when he left. Well, then we'd say now she is pregnant. And Paul's brother, the Uncle Henry that I told about, left in May.